The great Tony Jones joined us now. They said it couldn't be done. A young upstart African-American young man out of Detroit, Michigan, taking on Bobby Fischer in the world of chess. They said it couldn't be done, Tony Jones. But you, sir, you are chess, and the rest of the world is checkers.
That's right. That's right. I learned from the best. I learned from Boris Spassky. Boris Spassky from Russia. I learned from him. That's why I make this assessment.
Tony Jones, I was telling the living listener a second ago that the Tony Jones Sonny J basketball camp is coming back, and it's coming back in earnest next week, and it's coming back at Alcoa High School, and you're going to have a bunch of special guests there, and you've got some sponsors this year, so you've got some scholarship positions at your camp, but you have all kinds of opportunities for young people to come. Tell me about it, Tone.
Hey, I'm offering an opportunity for young people who, you know, don't have the wherewithal to be able to come experience a basketball camp that's going to be conducted by a bunch of high school, college, and some professional athletes, some high school and college and professional coaches. And it's just going to be a fun atmosphere out at Alcoa High School next week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Got a wealth of celebrities there, you know, former coach of UT, Bruce Pearl will be there. He'll be getting the campers all fired up. You know, Bruce is working for XM Sirius Radio right now, and it's a good possibility he may be on ESPN next year. You know, we're going to have Tobias Harris there. We're going to have Wayne Chisholm there, John Fields there, Deidre Charles there, former Lady Vol, who's now the new head coach at West High School. And it's going to be a lot of other special guests that's going to be in attendance. So anybody who can make it, come on out and make it. It's going to be fun.
Now, when Tobias Harris comes, Tone, will he just be there for like 10 minutes, or will he really be there and mix it up with the campers?
Oh, no. He comes and has fun with the campers. He spends time with them. He plays with them. And you know, he stays the better part of the day. I had a basketball camp earlier this summer in June, and Tobias flew in from Milwaukee, taking time out from his busy schedule where he's been practicing in the with the Milwaukee Bucks this summer, preparing for the Las Vegas Summer League. And he stayed the whole day, interacted with the kids, took pictures, signed autographs. It's going to be a lot of fun.
242-8001. Again, 242-8001. If you would like to participate in the Tony Jones Sonny J basketball camp, which comes up July 5 through the 7th at Alcoa High School in Alcoa, in those great facilities, Tony, over there at Alcoa. I mean, that gym is incredible, man.
Unbelievable, Jim. You know, the capacity I can take is about 125. If it goes over that, we got the middle school gym that's right next door. Everything is all air conditioned. And hopefully on the first day, July 5th, 1180, Tony Basilio will be able to do a remote from the Alcoa gym.
No pressure. No pressure, Tony. Not that I haven't exactly gotten that worked. Thanks, Tony. We visit with San Antonio Jones today on the show. What a goofball he is. But I'll say this, Tony, for you. Your father did great works, didn't he, in your community where you're from? He did great works, didn't he?
Did unbelievable work. I mean, my father... when he was killed, he was 86 years old, still getting out, taking care of his buddies, taking care of his friends, doing good Samaritan work, working in the community. He was getting around like he was a 50-year-old man instead of 86-year-old. It was a great tragic loss for the community of Southwest Detroit in the city of Detroit, Michigan. and he's sorely missed, but he's never forgotten, and his name and his good deeds live on, through his family and through the Sonny J, Foundation Scholarship Basketball Camp.
Tony, I hate to ask you about this, but what became of the young man that, murdered your father? Did that ever go to trial?
It went to trial. It was adjudicated. He took a plea. We could have took it to trial. But as you well know, defense attorneys, they like to come with every loophole and every continuance they can come with. And, we got together as a family and didn't want, our sisters and our nieces, to see some of the graphic photos that the prosecution would have showed. So the young man and we as a family agreed, that he'll, would be sentenced to 35 to 50 years in prison. Obviously that's too short a time, but under the circumstances, and with the counsel of the prosecution up there in the great state of Michigan, we decided to adjudicate the case as that.
If you want to get involved with the Tony Jones basketball camp, you want to send your youngster over there, what have you, 865-242-8001. Maybe you just want to make a donation to the Sonny J Scholarship Foundation. And what do you guys do there, Tone, with that, the Sonny J Scholarship Foundation?
What we do is we earmark kids from the community, Southwestern High School, where we shadow throughout their college years, and we give them a $5,000 scholarship that's payable in four increments each and every year. The recipient has to keep his grades up and has to be in good standing with the university that they go to. And they're wearing the Sonny J moniker as they go through school. It's something that we can do to give back to those who are in dire need to continue their education.
Tony, let's jump over to the NBA. The NBA draft's coming up. Of course, you're our go-to analyst on this show, which really speaks volumes for where you are in your career and where I am in mine. So that
Boy, you got some great punchlines. Hey, and matter of fact, I got a friend of mine. It's going to be the whole Jones clan is coming down from Detroit. There's going to be so many people there. And one of my good friends is a radio personality up in Detroit. He does local radio, and he's going to be down for the 3 days also. And I would love for you to meet him, and you guys could mix words together. Boy, oh boy, you got Tony B and Eric P on the mic. It would be fantastic listening on the radio for the listening audience.
Interesting. As we visit today with the great Tony Jones on the program, Tony, let's talk about the NBA draft. Tomorrow night is the draft. Anthony Davis, in honor of the events, has trademarked the unibrow. Tone, his unibrow has been trademarked. In your humble opinion, fill in the blank here, Anthony Davis is the best player to come out of college basketball since?
The last player who came out of college. I mean, Anthony Davis is a good player. He's going to be a great pro, and he's a good prospect. But the jury's still out on Anthony Davis. I mean, Kentucky won the national championship. He played an important role in that. But he's not a guy that's going to impact the game, from the offensive end. He's not a guy that's going to physically dominate on the defensive end. He did well in college. He was an unbelievable intimidator. He was a consensus player of the year and all the accolades that he attained. But this is the next level. This is the NBA. He's going to be going up against men each and every night. He still has some growing to do, but I'm not here to project him as a can't-miss Hall of Famer and a 15-year NBA All-Star right now. I'm just not going to do it. And, hey, Kyrie Irving, came in and averaged double digits in scoring and near double digits in assists last year. Hey, come in and do some things like Kyrie Irving did, and then I can anoint you as a great player, Anthony Davis, but, I'm not going to do it right now.
Unbelievable. As we visit today with Tony Jones, he says, forget about it. Now, and you know what? That's surprising to me, Tony, that you would come with that attack today. But now, how much of that is your true feelings on him, and how much of that is Kentucky hate from you?
6 in one buggy, a half a dozen in the other. So you make the call. Obviously,
interesting.
You know, when we were at Tennessee, it was a heated rivalry between Bruce Pearl and John Calipari, and that rivalry still is prevalent. You know, the Tennessee Kentucky rivalry, but you know what? Anthony Davis is going to be a good pro. I think he's a consistent. He's going to be the number one overall selection. But you got to look at what happened to Greg Oden, Tony B. People were saying that he was a can't miss. He was a guy that was going to be the next Bill Russell. And they're anointing Anthony Davis as that type of individual or the next Patrick Ewing or someone along that nature. I just think he has to prove it on the NBA level.
Tony, the second pick, folks are thinking that Thomas Robinson is going to end up at Charlotte, a guy you saw when he was in college. Your thought on him?
Thomas Robinson is a good offensive player, good athlete, good size. Needs to bulk up, get a little stronger, and get familiarize himself with the NBA game. You know, he has a little bit of a Kevin Garnett in him. He's not as tall as Kevin Garnett, but from that four position, that power four position, he can score the basketball. And if you can score the basketball, you can be successful at the next level. But you got a lot of other good players. I think the draft, it has some depth, but it doesn't have great, great players. When you start talking about Michael Kidd-Gilchrist as being one of the top picks, and then you're talking about, you know, Tyler Zeller and you're talking about, guys like Jared Sullinger and Perry Jones, and those guys are falling right now. But, those guys was consensus lottery picks. You're talking about, Harrison Barnes being a lottery pick. All those guys are not franchise players as of yet.
They're not.
They have
not
to prove.
Tony, is Charlotte in good hands with Michael Jordan, do you believe?
Well, being an unbelievable, arguably the best player that ever played the game and a Hall of Famer and a six-time NBA champ, doesn't make you, able to make the transition to be a good executive. And, you know, only thing we can go on is Michael Jordan's record. And his record hasn't been stellar as a NBA executive. In Washington, he drafted Kwame Brown. That turned out to be a bust. The great late Abe Pollin, in his infinite wisdom, decided to move in another direction. Then Michael, partnered up with Mr. Johnson and owned the Charlotte Bobcats. And then Mr. Johnson sold a majority ownership to Michael. And arguably, the Charlotte Bobcats was the worst team that ever played in the NBA last year. So, and Michael has to take ownership today. He's got a lot to prove as an executive, and thus far, he hasn't done that. And quite frankly, he's done a very poor job.
Would you spend a first-round pick on Jared Sullinger with the issues swirling around him?
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't select him in the lottery. He wasn't invited to be part of the ESPN backstage crew, and that's something that the NBA has a has a lock on, has a handle on, because they know what NBA teams are talking about. However, if I was one of those NBA franchises that had multiple picks in the first round, like a Houston, like a Boston, some of those teams, I would take a chance on him in the 20s and roll the dice on him. Because, you know, as a freshman, if he would have came out after his freshman year, he would have been a lottery pick. He would have been one of the top five. But in some instances, the longer you stay in college, the lower your draft stock is. And that happened for Jarrett. And I think he's dealing with a back issue now that concerns a lot of NBA executives.
Tony, I've looked at several different mock drafts, most of which say that in this NBA draft, the first 25 picks are going to be American college players. What's happened to the European players, Tony, that we've seen in drafts past?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Tony B. 5-7 years ago, that was the chic thing to do. To go over and scout those European players and draft them very, very high. I think what's happened is some of the players haven't panned out. Some of the players have traditional European games where they're a little soft, they're a little mechanical, and the NBA game is up and down. It's athleticism. It's shooting, it's quickness, and it's defense, and those European players lack in some of the fundamental skills that our American players are able to surpass them with. Obviously, the game was invented over in America by Dr. Naismith, and the game is played best in U.S. soil.
The great Tony Jones joined us. Tony, I just got a text here from 8th Max and Keith, who says that he wants to put up a matching contribution to your camp if other folks will call and they will contribute to the Sonny J Foundation. He'll put up a matching contribution right now. Also, he says that since we're here at the sushi spot, Tony, why don't you and I have a little Maki draft? And so with that in mind, Tone, of the players that are out there right now, give me some guys that are going to go in the second round that you think are going to have pro careers. I'm talking about the Tyshawn Taylors of the world from from the Kansases, the Miles Plumleys of the world, your boy over there at Duke, the Kim Englishes of the world, a scoring machine from Missouri. You could flat out shoot the J. Thoughts?
I got you, Tony B. That's again, a great question. You know, I like to go along the lines of people like the Draymond Greens of Michigan State, who, you know, some mock drafts have him late in the first round, but a lot of them have him early or in the middle of the second round. I think Draymond Green is going to be a great pro. I think he's going to be a great addition to any franchise. I think Festus Ezeli. You know, some questions about him going in. Some say late first round. I say he's going to be a second round pick. John Jenkins, at another Vanderbilt kid. I think he's going to be a good pro. And I think he may, go, in the second round also. Robbie Hummel is a guy that could stick on an NBA roster. Those type of guys. You mentioned Kim English. Kim English was a player that we coveted at Tennessee. We took Scotty Hobson over Kim English. Sometimes you make good decisions, sometimes you make bad decisions.
Interesting.
We could have got Kimmy English along with Scotty Hobson, but that just didn't happen. They just didn't want to play together. But I think Kimmy English will be a 5 to 10 year pro also.
Tony, when you were looking at Kim English coming out of high school, what kind of play? I can't imagine what that guy was like on the high school level, because he could flat out shoot at Missouri now.
Oh man, he was long, he was lean, he was athletic, about 6'5", and I really liked him. And then I had to get Coach Pearl over to see him play, and Coach Pearl liked him also. But in recruiting, you know, you place guys on the totem pole, just like in the NBA and the NFL draft. You know, you have your top five, you have your top 10 prospects, and you go down the line. And Scotty Hobson was number one on our board, and at that position, Kimmy English was number two on our board, and Scotty Hobson wanted to pull the trigger. He was a kid, from Kentucky, and he knew about the SEC, and Kimmy English was from Baltimore, Maryland, and he hadn't had the same type of acclaim, that Kimmy had, but, it's not where you start, it's where you finish.
No question about it. As we visit today with Tony Jones. Hey, Tone, on the way out, some SEC guys, you tell me if they're going to be in the league in 5 years. You ready?
Yes.
Jeffrey Taylor from Vanderbilt. Yes or no?
No.
Kevin Murphy from over at Tennessee Tech, who's supposed to go 42 to Milwaukee. Interesting prospect, shooting guard.
I like Murphy. He's a good player. He may be able to stick. You never know with injuries, but he won't be in the league in 5 years.
Festus Azili, Vanderbilt.
No.
Doran Lamb, Kentucky.
Yes.
Terrence Jones, Kentucky.
Yes.
Marcus Teague, Kentucky.
No.
Why?
Because, you know, Marcus Teague, is a solid point guard. He'll be the type of guy that'll probably get drafted in the first round because of his bloodlines, being a Kentucky Wildcat, being a NCAA, champion, but he'll be a guy that'll, in 2 years, he'll be in the developmental league, or he'll be garnering his paychecks from overseas. I just don't think his upside has the wherewithal to withstand a 5 or 10 year NBA career.
Arnett Moultrie, Mississippi State.
Arnett Moultrie will be in the league for 10 years. Arnett Moultrie is a unique athlete. He can block shots, he can score, he can run the floor. I think Moultrie's gonna be a 10-year pro.
Jermichael Green from Alabama, Tone.
Ooh, that's a tough one right there. He's battle tested, he's rough, he's rugged, doesn't have the thrust though, doesn't have the athleticism I think that necessitates him spending multiple years in the NBA. I think he'll maybe play 1 or 2 years, and then he'll be a journeyman in Europe.
I want to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, the Tony Jones basketball camp's coming up July 5 through the 7 at Alcoa High School in beautiful Alcoa, Tennessee. Special guests include Bruce Pearl, Tobias Harris, Wayne Chisholm, John Fields, and the list goes on and on and on and on. There are even some talk show hosts coming from Detroit, as well as members of the Jones family. My
brother, Bill Jones, a former Bill, NBA player, played with the New Jersey Nets for 2 years, and was an all Big Ten performer at Iowa under Dr. Tom Davis and Bruce Pearl. He's going to be one of the coaches there. It's going to be a wealth of a former high school and college and professional players that's going to be there to be able to help these young campers in their fundamentals and help them grow and develop in the game of basketball. And anyone who wants to donate, please don't hesitate to donate. It's for a great cause. It's to send kids who wouldn't have the opportunity to go to college. We're going to afford them the opportunity to go to college through the Sonny J Scholarship Fund. We're going to have a lot of fun during those 3 days.
242-8001. And Tony Jones has an infectious spirit about him. Tony, John Jenkins from Vanderbilt. 5 years or less in the NBA, what do you think?
5 years or more. He's gonna be a pro. He's got a gimmick. You know, he's got something that the NBA players love, and that's called a dimension. And his dimension is being able to shoot the ball with unlimited range, and he'll be a JJ Redick. You know, he'll be one of those types that'll last in the league for a long time. And he's a quality young man also. The parents has groomed him exceptionally well. And he's one of the type of guys that you could cheer for, going to the next level because he's worked hard to deserve everything he's got.
Tony, a guy we saw here in Knoxville who they're projected to go 7 to Golden State, Andre Drummond out of UConn, looked like he was going to fall asleep when he played the Vols. I know this guy's got great, and there's guys like this every year in the NFL and in college basketball in those drafts that have tremendous upside. You fall in love with them. But, Tone, speak to me. What do you think?
He sleptwalked during that game in Knoxville this year, didn't he? And then, when UConn played Kentucky, he was a no-show. I would stay away from him, Tony B. I would stay away from him if I was an NBA exec. He's one of those guys that's got a body like Tarzan, but a game like Jane. And I think he's one of those guys that you throw those dollar signs in front of him, and he's not going to come motivated each and every night.
Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, will he be in the league in 5 years, Tony? Yes or no?
Yes, he will, because I think Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, even though I think he's overrated, and I think if he goes number 3 or number 4, you're taking him way too high, and you're taking him on potential. He's going to be a good player. He's going to be a good player, a serviceable player in the NBA for a number of years. And having said that, he'll have a long career in the NBA. How successful? The jury's still out.
Tony, I mean, you are flat out bringing it today, as far as I'm concerned, as the great Tony Jones joins us on the show. Tony, if you could pick one guy, if you had one guy from this draft, and let's say you were in New Orleans right now, would Anthony Davis be your first pick in this draft?
No question. I couldn't make a mistake and not select Anthony Davis. But mind you, it's probably going to be a player that's going to have a greater impact on the NBA team next year, more so than Anthony Davis. But as an NBA executive, you would have to take him, because if you didn't take him and he proved to be a Patrick Ewing, or he proved to be an Akeem Olajuwon or somebody of that ilk, then you'd be kicking yourself from now to eternity, and you'd probably be out of a job. So I would have to take Anthony Davis, but don't sleep on a guy that played at North Carolina and played 4 years, who's tough, he can run the floor, he can score, he can block shots. Don't sleep on Tyler Zeller. Tyler Zeller is going to be a top 10 pick, and whoever drafts him is going to get an NBA pro for 15 years.
You always like those slow, stiff, great white hype types, Tony. Maybe that's why you like me so much. As we visit today with Tony Jones, let's bring a special caller in here, a mystery voice from your past, Coach Tony Jones, who wants to help you promote your camp. Go ahead, mystery guest. Help Tony Jones promote his camp.
Hey, what's going on today there, Mr. Jones? This is the cattleman, a.k.a. Small Mike. Just thought I'd call in here real quick. I got a couple of Knoxville's finest media panelists here, members of the fine media, that I know you always enjoy taking their horrendous questions. Real quick, I got Mike Weir and I got Jimmy Rimes in here. You care to take a few?
Jimmy Rimes. Do you want to hear from Jimmy Rimes, Coach Jones?
Yeah, no question. Yeah, put him on.
All right, Jimmy Rimes, go ahead. Go ahead, Jimmy Rimes.
I normally moderate these two because they like to hog the mic, but I'm going to go ahead and let Jimmy go first. Jimmy, go ahead.
Well, let me just say, first of all, I always appreciate what you do, what you've done, and I appreciate anybody ought to get behind this camp because you are the quarterback. When it come to preparation, game prep, scheduling, I thought you went beyond next level, and definitely like a true quarterback, I think you call it. And I just want to ask you, speaking of quarterback, with the kid from Georgia down there now, Stafford up there, and Megatron in that defense, do you see that team pushing, kicking the door in and getting by the Green Bay Packers?
You know what? I think the Lions have an opportunity to make another step forward. Obviously, getting to the playoffs last year before losing to New Orleans was a great accomplishment, especially after me and Tony B has talked about the Lions for the last 6 years and talk about you know, who they're gonna fire, who they're gonna draft in the number one and number two slot. I think with Matthew Stafford and Calvin Johnson leading the way, I think that they're gonna compete with the Green Bay Packers and the New York Giants and the San Francisco 49ers for NFC supremacy. We gotta do something in our defensive backfield though. We're getting burnt too many times long. We've got a dynamic defensive front led by Damahan Su and that other young man who's had some unfortunate incidents from Auburn. Hopefully we can secure our defensive backfield and win some games on the defensive end, because we're going to score points.
Well, and I will say this. I think Fairley can be a difference maker if he could come around and get all the off-the-field issues.
Yeah, hey, get the mic weird. Hey, Tony, listen to this guy's mic weird. Go ahead, bring it.
Yeah, your time's run out, Jimmy. Go ahead, Mike.
I just think you talk about being a quarterback of running camps and running a top-notch program. Tony, you'll always be grateful here, and we've always respect you and the level you brought this program. I just got to say, though, you know, that secondary there in Detroit, it's like a...
Would you stop talking about the Lions, Mike Weird? Hey, Doc, get in here real quick, because you've taken some shots at Tony Jones in the past, Doc. You're a big women's basketball guy. We all know that. Doc, what do you have to say to Tony Jones today?
Okay, we got two docs here on the panel here, so I got to channel this the voice box here. Which one are we talking about? We talking one that likes fake basketball?
Yes.
All right, what? Tony, I've always respected you, and, you know, obviously when you've got Pat and her program, and let's just face it, let's call it right down the middle, women's basketball is more of a pure game. I mean, you hear what I'm saying?
Tony, do you hear that? Okay.
Yeah, I hear it. I definitely hear it. I mean, obviously, you know, with Title IX, the anniversary of Title IX, something that all of us celebrate. You know, you got some great competitors in the women's game, and obviously you have the best coach that from a winning and losses standpoint in Pat Summitt. Our beloved Pat Summitt here in Knoxville. So I got love for the women's game. You know, the men's game is a little bit faster, a little bit more athletic, a little bit more creative. But it's room for the ladies to show what they can do.
Room for the ladies.
Also.
Hey, Cloney, give him a little Jeff. Are you there, Cloney?
Yeah, Jeff. Come on down to the Log Cabin Jewelry House and get your diamond-stud earrings down here. The only Log Cabin jeweler in this great city called Knoxville. Jeff, tell them about it.
I tell you what, folks. You can come down here and get some great diamond-stud earrings. Come on down here, and I'm looking more like Barney Rubble every day. But the jewelry is still great down here at the Log Cabin Jewelry Store. That's right, down here on Kingston Pike. Come check it out.
Tony, I'm sorry you had to sit through that. Tony Jones, one more time, you are absolutely next level. Thank you, my friend. You never know what's going to happen, Tony Jones, when you come on this program. Give your phone number out one more time. You're a good sport.
Again, telephone number for sponsorship or applications to the Tony Jones Sunny J Basketball Camp is 865 area code 242-8001. Again, 242-8001. It's for a good cause. A lot of celebrities. We're going to have free food there, free t-shirts, camps, campers of the day. Trophies will be won. It's going to be a lot of fun. Come on out and support this very worthy foundation.
San Antonio Jones, he's absolutely outstanding. Thank you. I'll put your note, your invitation to the listeners tomorrow on the blog. Thank you, Tony. Have a great day, man.
Take care, buddy.